Yesterday, we heard from a county prosecutor in Missouri who told us how uncomfortable she will be enforcing her state's near total ban on abortion. Missouri's new law doesn't make exceptions for cases of rape and incest, and prosecutor Jean Peters-Baker said it will force rape and incest survivors to give birth to their abusers' children.
To look at these victims and to know that the law may victimize them again. It's unconscionable, and I cannot come up with a better word than mean.
Well, let's hear a different perspective on this. Missouri State Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman, a Republican, is a supporter of the state's new law banning all abortions except for medical emergencies, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program, Representative Coleman. Good to have you.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you heard Prosecutor Jean Peters-Baker there, who says an anti-abortion law that doesn't provide for exceptions for rape or incest is mean. How do you respond to that?
So rape is one of the most violent crimes that we deal with in any state, and it is one of the most intimate kinds of violence experienced by any person. And so it's so important that we listen to the voices of the women who have conceived in rape and their adult children who were themselves conceived in rape. So, you know, I hear from friends like Rebecca Kistler, who founded an organization called The One, and it's made up entirely of women who conceived in rape, as well as the adult children who were conceived out of that violent act. And you know, what Rebecca stresses is that her life has value just as much as your life or my life does, and that we don't punish anyone else for their father's crime. And in this instance, we shouldn't as well.
The law would prosecute anyone who performs an abortion, but the prosecutor we spoke to yesterday, Jean Peters-Baker, she's concerned that the law is worded in such a way that women seeking to terminate their own pregnancies could also be prosecuted. Is that how you interpret the law, and is that the intent of the law?
So as one of the architects of the bill in question, as well as a practicing attorney who works in this area, if you were to have asked Jean to point to the language that she was concerned about, she couldn't do it because under Chapter 188, where this section of the code resides in the state of Missouri, it's abundantly clear that both under the definition of an abortion, as well as the plain reading of the exception, that it is clear no woman will ever be prosecuted for obtaining an abortion in the state of Missouri.
So Jean Peters-Baker did point to the language that she was concerned about. She said that the language says, and you know it better than me, that a woman couldn't be prosecuted for conspiracy. She said if that phrase ended after the word couldn't be prosecuted, period, she'd be more comfortable with it.
So Jean should know better. That is one specific section of that code that is making it clear that in case there was some overzealous prosecutor who was overreaching, that not only could she not be charged with obtaining an abortion, but she also couldn't be charged with conspiracy for working with somebody else to receive that abortion. Mm. It's really important, as we're all getting better at talking about abortion, that we're all working with facts and that we're not working with scare tactics.
Well, let me ask you about another fact that Prosecutor Peters-Baker brought up yesterday. She told us that she didn't know if it would be illegal under state law for a woman in Missouri to consult with a doctor out of state about terminating a pregnancy and obtaining abortion-inducing pills out of state. What's your view on that? What would the Missouri law say about that?
Sure. So again, she is mistaken in this regard. So the abortion pill is now contraband and illegal in the state of Missouri. A woman could have a telehealth appointment with a physician out of state if that physician is located out of state, but she wouldn't be able to receive the abortion pill via the mail or any pharmacy in the state of Missouri. That provider would be breaking the law in Missouri by mailing it to her.
I see. Those pills would come through the mail. And isn't the mail system regulated federally? And wouldn't this be a case of federal law stumping state laws? What's your interpretation of that?
Yeah, so state law is going to guide what is legal and illegal in the state of Missouri in the same way that different states have rules on what fireworks can be sent through the mail. So it's true that we have a federal mail system and that there is federal preemption to laws. But where states have laws on areas that the federal government has deferred to the states, or there is no federal law on, like abortion, then those state laws are going to be guiding. I'll also say, as we're kind of looking at what's happening nationally, my priority and my focus right now is making sure that we are able to get a proposed constitutional amendment on the ballot to make it clear that our state's constitution has nothing to say about abortion, in the same way our federal constitution has nothing to say about abortion.
Representative Coleman, I want to come back to a concern from Prosecutor Jean Peters-Baker that she raised yesterday. Her biggest point is that because this is such a complex issue, so personal, so multifaceted, that she just didn't believe that a county prosecutor belonged in the middle of it. What do you say to her? I mean, I know that you come from a different side of the political balance sheet, so to speak.
This is not a political issue. The right to human dignity and
it's a political issue, and that politicians are passing laws about it. So that's what I'm asking you about.
But it's just not necessarily partisan. There are pro-life Democrats, and there have been, in fact, in Missouri, a long history of being a pro-life state under both parties.
But if you'll permit me, I just wanted you to respond to her concern as someone who is trying to do her job as a county prosecutor and having real concerns about putting herself in the middle of a very complex and personal and painful human moment.
Well, unfortunately, the work of a prosecutor is inserting themselves in incredibly difficult circumstances. There is no one who is there with victims of violent crime more than our county prosecutors. And if that's a role she's uncomfortable in, then she should perhaps find other employment. If she or other, you know, prosecutors around the state choose not to enforce our laws against providers, then the Attorney General can and should step in to enforce the laws of the state of Missouri.
Mary Elizabeth Coleman, she's a Republican and a state representative from Missouri. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony.